This is Paul Karlstrom conducting an interview with Frank Lloyd, seated, this is your office, I guess, in the Frank Lloyd gallery in Bergamot Station, sort of a collection of, a community of galleries, we'll call it, in Santa Monica, California, and the date is the 16th of November, 2009. We had a bit of a false start, but it was a good one. And I think I did. I asked the question of how what term you use to describe yourself. We're in an art gallery. Art galleries usually sell art. And I asked you about two terms. One of them is the current one, gallerist, and the other one doesn't sound very nice. It's like you're working in Las Vegas, a dealer. And you gave actually a very eloquent, I think, answer describing Frank Lloyd Gallery and how you see what your function is. You know, what's important to you, I guess. And so, what is it again?
Well, as I told you, I'm not comfortable at all with the terms gallerist or dealer. Gallerist is, I think, a relatively new term, and I'm still not sure exactly what that means. And dealer seems as if it's a crass commercial description, and it could also relate to, as you said, someone who is a card dealer or a drug dealer or something.
A car
like
dealer.
It. Yeah.
Drug dealer.
But I consider the gallery to have a pretty specific mission, and it is about the artist. Our concept, or my concept here, is to present work, to document that presentation, to facilitate the communication of an artist with a public and hopefully with a support base, and to, as well as that, to educate the collecting populace, and also to facilitate commerce, definitely. The commerce is what supports all of those activities. But really, we are, or I am, focused on the artist and their communication with the public and hopefully with their audience. So what we try to do is be particularly conscious of communicating their history, communicating the ideas behind their work, communicating the evolution of their work, and to try to contextualize things. You know, that's contextualize is kind of a concept that sometimes comes under fire. But what I'm trying to do here is to remind people of the historical importance of a few movements in West Coast art. And their international significance. So rather than be focused on the most recent trends, which is a very legitimate way to run a gallery, and certainly one of the dominant ways of entering into contemporary art world, I'm really trying to instead educate people and remind them, or show them the way that significant art movements evolved in Southern California, Los Angeles, the United States, and how international their impact really was. It's been that way for the whole period of time I've had this gallery. We're often characterized as a ceramics gallery and being a media-specific gallery. And particularly now that I've begun to very actively be more inclusive of other media, there's an important transition that